Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to lift this one for the kingdom. To it.
To everything that we believe on.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It is a new season. This is a new opportunity to get it right with God, a new opportunity for those mountains to be moved, for sicknesses to be healed, for bodies to be touched, for relationships to be restored and mended, hearts, amen, to be accomplished. We thank God for the opportunity. Pastor Steve Dinwiddie of New Seasons Ministries. You can write to us at P.O. Box 383-006, Duncanville, Texas, 75138. Amen. We would love to hear from you. You can catch us on the web at www.newseasons-ministries.org. I'm so grateful on today. I bless him because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. I thank God for the topic today. What shall we say to these things? Amen. We're going to get right into that. But first, let's go boldly before the throne of grace. Father, we appreciate you because you're here with us. You're sending your word. Father, we're two or three are gathered that you're right there in the midst. We appreciate you, God, because we know that you're the author and the finisher of our faith, that you're the great I Am, our buckler and our shield, you're our fortress, and we can trust in you for all of our needs are met because you're supplying them according to your riches and glory. God, speak to our hearts right now, God, and open eyes of understanding. Reveal your own salvation and teach us your precepts, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. I'm here today, amen, with my wife, First Lady Dinwiddie. Amen. Just wanted to share with her. I was out of town and we just got back last night, but I thank God for, amen, finding my house, amen, in total peace. And I just want to appreciate her and I want her to just give you a salutation. Amen. Dinwiddie.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I thank God for being in his presence on this morning. I just thank God that he allowed me to see another day that wasn't promised. I just thank God for the pastor being back on today and everything is good and we just want to just bless the Lord on this morning.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was looking at this particular scripture, amen, as I think about all the things that are going on in this world and how we find ourselves being ridiculed, persecuted, challenged in every way. Amen. It seems that, as it says in the 73rd Psalms, that the wicked have no bands, that they're continuously growing. They have no sorrow. Amen. They're flourishing. Amen. And sometimes we have to recount what God is doing for us and has done for us. Amen. But I love this scripture in Romans, the 8th chapter, one of my favorite chapters in Romans, because it really shows you, amen, the potent powerfulness of who God is and who we are in God. I want to read a few scriptures, Sister Dinwiddie, and I just want you to share just briefly what God has said through these scriptures. If you look at it, one of our favorite scriptures, obviously, amen, it starts even as early as Romans 8 and 28, and we know that to them that love God, all things work together for good, even to them that are called according to his purpose. Amen. Would you elaborate on that scripture for us, Romans 8 and 28?
Well, I think that what is really saying to me is that you need to get to know God for yourself, and that once you get to know him and build a relationship with him for yourself, then things just work out for your good and work together. So we just all just love God together and on one accord, according to his purpose.
Amen. When I start thinking about this scripture, you know, sometimes we'll find ourselves doing the right thing, going the right way, using the right words, and it seems like that for some reason we're not getting the petition that we put before God. But if we recognize somehow, because of who he is, somehow he's working those things together for our good. Somehow he's taking this tragedy, this disappointment, this setback, amen, and he's working it so that we will benefit from it. I know we can't see that. We can't always see that, amen. We don't see all of a path that God has laid out for us. But thank God, if it's working together for our good, we're going to reach our purpose and our destination. And it goes on to say, for whom he foreknew, he also foreordained. So when there's an ordination on your life, amen, when there is a purpose on your life, when God has set up things for you, amen, it's really hard to go against the things of God. Paul said, it's hard to kick against the brick. In other words, when God has you going in a certain direction, he will use sometimes an uncomfortable position in order for you to get out there. We talk about eagles, amen, that are in a nest. Amen. As they begin to get older in their nest, the mom eagle, she comes and she begins to put thorns and thistles in the nest so that the baby eagles or eaglets, if you want to call them that, they will not be comfortable. And at some point, the comfort, the discomfort is so great, they just begin to jump out and fly and go on about their business. Sometimes God wants to put you in a position where you're uncomfortable so that he can bring the best out of you. Have you ever experienced anything like that or what God is doing in your life? When we talk about this position of all things working together for the good and the purpose of God in your life.
I have, Pastor, as far as like going forth and speaking, it was always a nervous place for me to just get up before the people and just speak so eloquently like some other people I've seen. However, once you pray and ask God to use you and speak through you and give you what to say, then God just gives you what to say and it just kind of flows out. So I just, if you get on your knees and you're praying and stand before God, God will give you what to say.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for that. It is so true. A scripture that I really wanted to get to before we got any further is it talks about the qualifications. Amen. And this is what I really love about God, because you're right, Sister Dinwiddie. As we begin to minister, we see other people that seem to be very profound pontificators of the gospel, and it seems that they have all their words together and all this. I tell you what, you got some people that can speak well, but that don't mean they're called. It says right here, he who knew us, he foreordained us, and he also called us. But when he called us, he'll justify us. It ain't always our accolades. It ain't the letters in front of our name or behind our names. It's the fact that God has called us out that we are justified. And then he said, if he justified us, then he's going to get glory. And then that's what it says, what I love about this scripture. He said, then, so now, here's the question. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who is against us? Yeah. I heard somebody say a long time ago, and I kind of caught on to that cliche. They said God plus one is a majority. If you got God on your side, amen, you're going to win that battle. You're going to win that victory. No matter how many people are against you, how many setbacks you've had, how many disappointments, how many things have not gone your way, if God be for you, glory to God. He's more than the whole world against you. Look how we know this. He said, because he spared not his own son. My God, today, the Bible says that God so loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten son. Now, I'll tell you what. I have two sons very dear to my heart. My youngest son is very dear to my heart. Amen. I can't understand how a man would give up his son for somebody else. But the Bible said that God gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believeth in him shall prosper and not perish. And I thank God for that, because as we look at the love that God has showed us while we were yet sinners, how he died for the ungodly, if we look at that love, then we can recognize that when he's called us, that he has justified us, that he will glorify us, and we can say that God be for us, nothing can be against us. This is why we live in so much victory today. It's not because everything is going right. We've had setbacks even early as last year, amen, with some of the things that were going on within the church and with members and all kinds of things that were going on. But God has been with us. God has carried us. He's our buckler. He's our shield. He's our fortress, amen. God is faithful. And I thank God for being faithful, because if it wasn't for God, it is true, where would I be? What would I do? Amen. I'm just getting excited here. I'm trying to make sure that we stay within our topic. But I'll tell you what, God says it right here. He said, now, wait a minute. If he gave a little bit of his own son for us, how shall he not also freely give us all things? If he broke the bank of heaven, as some people like to put it, so that we can have eternal life, then why are we looking at him like he's not going to bless us in this life? Why would he give us eternal life, Sister Dinwiddie, and not bless us in this life? Amen.
He give us eternal life because that's what's going to last.
Amen.
This is a place where we're going to be forever.
Amen.
For eternity. So right now, you're getting blessed right here on earth. However, this is just a holding place.
Amen.
Until we get to the place we're going to be forever.
Amen. God has given us the victory already. Sometimes it is hard for us to see that. Sometimes it's hard to recognize how the victory looks. You know what? I've had some games. I'm a coach. I coach in my school. And I've had some games that we've won, but there was still a bitter taste in my mouth because I feel like we didn't win the right way. And there have been some tremendous challenges where we lost the game, and I felt like we got more out of that game than we lost because we came more together as a team. Sometimes God wants you to experience losses so that you can regroup, so that you can get back together and recognize what he's saying and how he wants to lead you. One of my life saving scriptures is, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. We have to lean not to our own understanding. God has a purpose for our life, and if we would just walk in that purpose, we'll end up where he wants us to be. One thing about God, he said if you delight your life, yourself in him, he'll give you the desires of your heart. He's not trying to withhold any good things from you. He's not. All of his blessings make him rich and add no sorrow. And if God said, you can believe it, but he wants you to go through this life, I call it navigate through this life, so that you can recognize that it's him that has done it and not we ourselves. We're his people. We're the sheep of his pasture. We've been through his gates with thanksgiving. We've been through his courts with praises. See, when we go to church, we got to recognize that's not my church. When I open up the door of the church, it's not my church, not New Stephen. This is God's church. That's why I bless him. That's why I praise him. That's why I magnify him, because I'm entering to his gates with thanksgiving, into his court with praises, and I'm going to be thankful. I'm going to bless his name. That's the reason why God is so good to us, because he's a good shepherd, and we lack for nothing because he's supplying all of those needs, everything that we need. God is supplying. The 35th verse says something that really grabs my heart, and I thank God. See, it's not by our works. It's not because we've been so good. It's not because we've been so perfect or understand the Bible so much. It says, who shall separate us, this is why, from the love of Christ. See, it's his love that's inseparable because he has loved us. The Bible says, shall tribulations? No. Or anguish? No. Or persecution? Or famine? Or nakedness? Or peril times? Or swords? Will any of these things separate us? No, in all things, we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who has loved us. And so Paul put it this way, for now I'm persuaded, now I'm convinced, now I really know I'm on the right path. He said that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. God's love, my God, today supersedes any experiences that we have in life. He loves us. He wants us to prosper, be in good health, even as our souls prosper. So we say again, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. So then we want to give a salutation before we leave here. Amen.
I thank God. Morning, God. I just thank God for the people of God. And I just appreciate you just joining in with us. God bless you on today and continue to pray one for another.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this opportunity. And I want to pray with somebody right now. Sometimes it does look like the world is on top of us, and it seems like things are not working the way that they should. But I want to pray and declare victory in your life today. Father God, we love you, praise and magnify you. We thank you, God, because you said in your word, God, that you are our buckler and our shield, that you are our fortress, that we can you lead it out to our own understanding, God, but you somehow working all the things that we're going through together for our good, and we appreciate you for it right now, God. You called us. You justified us. You glorified us. You're setting us in heavenly places, God, and we're taking that word and standing on it right now. Bless my brother. Bless my sister, God. Keep them in the center of your will and lift up their hearts today, God, before you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Pastor Steve Dinwiddie, have a wonderfully blessed day.